we're back. What's cooking today? The nation's food, wine, travel, health, wealth, and entertainment show. In our health and entertainment segment today, we got a good one here. And Madison Hernandez, where are we headed?
We're headed over to Dana Rivera, the author of Healing in Heels, A Stroke Survivor's Journey to High Heels.
Dana Rivera, welcome to the broadcast.
Hello, Mike and Madison. How you doing today?
We're great. We're glad you're here. Trust me, we're glad you're here. Everybody, Dana Rivera is a stroke survivor herself and author, also an author, and the book is called Healing in Heels, A Stroke Survivor's Journey to High Heels. And so this is your very first book, and apparently it's become an instant bestseller. And tell us about this book. Why did you write it? Obviously, you went through a stroke, but why did you decide to share it with us?
Well, Mike, over the last 15 years, I have been facilitating stroke and caregiver support groups, and I've met a number of survivors and caregivers, and they always have said to me, oh, you should write a book. You should write a book. And I was like, never thinking at that moment in time it was the right time to even consider writing my journey. And then within the last 2 years, just with the 15th year anniversary approaching, I felt that it was really important for the full circle moment to print my journey for others, and it hopefully inspiring them and giving them hope and optimism and inspiration to do whatever they felt they needed to do to get back in their heels, so to speak. My heels was a very important goal for me. I was 44 at the time of my stroke. I was a young woman raising a young family, and I loved my heels, and they were a part of my identity, and I wanted to make sure I could get back into those heels at any time in my recovery.
It's amazing. It's amazing. So you're driven by the fact that you love high heels. You're 44 years of age. You have a stroke. And then you come back. And this book is laid out so well. It's, before the stroke, you've got sections in the book, Living the Dream, The Brush with Death, Uncovering the Culprit, Rebuilding from Ground Zero. Then you go into Finding Strength and Support, A New Normal, Embracing Purpose, The Power of Purpose. The Power of Purpose. You lay this whole thing out for you. And this is really an amazing a thing here to tell this story. If I can, I don't want to pry. I know it's a personal thing. What happened when you had your stroke? Did you feel it coming on? Were you not feeling well? Give us some background on how it happened.
Okay, well, I was a perfectly fit 44, healthy young woman, gym rat, 6 days a week. I had just returned from a 20-year anniversary trip with my husband, and we flew a very long way, like 20 hours, to our destination. And on the way back, because I couldn't imagine having had the stroke where our destination was. The medical team that was here when I did suffer my stroke, I go into it in my book, that at first misdiagnosed me as a typical 44-year-old young woman with menopausal migraine symptoms. That wasn't the
case. That was the first diagnosis of the stroke?
Absolutely. I had not shown any signs of facial paralysis or speech impediment or arm weakness.
So you didn't show any of those signs there, the turning down of the mouth or whatever, not able to raise your hands.
No.
We'll go over that in a second. Don't they always say that it's very crucial when you have a stroke, it's the first few minutes to get treatment? How long did you go before they really diagnosed it correctly?
Well, this is the thing. I had collapsed. When you asked me, did I feel anything, I just actually had jumped out to do a little personal errand, and I was in the store, and my body just collapsed, and I couldn't lift my body up when the sales girl asked me to, and so they called 911. And so they sent me with the ambulance to the local hospital where they misdiagnosed me, which I believe was a TIA, a trans ischemic attack, which is the onset to a major massive stroke.
One of the TIAs that they talk about, correct? Okay, so you thought that's what that was. Okay, continue. I didn't mean to interrupt. Go on.
Oh, no, no, no. So that's what I have come to believe. That's where the misdiagnosis came from with the menopausal migraine. But so they released me and sent me home, where upon arrival to my home, I was incoherent and vomiting and couldn't repeat the alphabet or numbers. And my father, who had come to my home, came and saw the state that I was in and took me straight back to that hospital where I was first seen.
Wow.
And then by the time I did get to the hospital, which time is of essence.
Right.
You are so right. And I missed my opportunity for the medication, TPA. And so when I arrived at the hospital on the second time, I was totally paralyzed on my left side. And then the neurologist who saw me the first time really was taken back that I had returned. So he got me into the CAT scan and the MRI immediately, and they found the culprit, which was a PFO, which is a hole in your heart that you're born with that should close either in utero or when you are when you're born. My hole was the size of like a quarter.
Whoa.
So yeah, that's pretty intense. So the clock.
And you didn't feel anything up to this point? You felt normal?
No.
You're going to the gym, you're working out, you're doing all this with that condition?
Absolutely. Absolutely. There was no signs of the hole ever.
All right, hang on. We're gonna hold you over another segment because we need a little bit more time here with this. This book, our guest is Dana Rivera. She is a stroke survivor herself. And after working as an advocate with stroke groups, she decided to write her story in a book called Healing in Heels, A Stroke Survivor's Journey to High Heels. She was in high heels before the stroke. She vowed to get back into them after the stroke. We'll find out about her journey when we return. Stay with us here. It's What's Cooking Today. I'm Michael Horn. Thanks for joining us. Here to What's Cooking Today, the nation's food, wine, travel, health, wealth, and entertainment show. I'm your host, Michael Horn, guesting here with Dana Rivera. She is a stroke survivor herself. She's the author of Healing in Heels, A Stroke Survivor's Journey to High Heels. She had a stroke, 44 years of age, was in the gym, working out, being the pinnacle of health, wearing high heels, looking great, has this stroke. It's misdiagnosed at first. People think it's the doctor's menopause or something. They send her home. She comes back, starts to show those signs. She gets into the hospital, and then she has this, when she survives it, she comes back out and starts doing advocate work for 15 years, decides to write her story. Dana, in the essence of time, you get into the hospital, they finally diagnose it, you get out. What are you like once you go through the stroke? I mean, are you able to go back to the gym right away? Are you not able to walk? Give us kind of a background and take us through the book here on your recovery process.
Okay, Mike, it's not just as simple as that. Actually, I was in the hospital for about a week, and then I'm a week in ICU, and then a week in the step-down unit, and then transferred to an acute unit for about 3.5 weeks at UCLA, One West Neurological, where you are faced at looking at the uncertainty of your future.
Correct.
And so I used my will and my might and my determination that I always used in the gym to push through my recovery at the acute unit, but also when I returned home, which when you return home, there's no playbook on recovery. It's like you're connecting the dots constantly. Nobody's guiding you on what to do and how to do it. So
wow.
It's from within finding that resilience and digging really down deep and pulling it out and being able to create a routine and a structure for yourself. And I thrived on structure and routine. So I used those skills and those tools to help me be able to begin my recovery when I came home.
Which is hard as this, Dana, which is as hard as going through the stroke is, the rebuilding, I think, is even tougher. And the way you've laid out your book, here you are living the dream. You have your brush with death with the stroke. You find the culprit. I'm guessing part of that is that hole in the heart. That had to probably be repaired, too. You get working on that, but at the same time, you don't have a playbook when you come home. So you start in your section called Rebuilding from Ground Zero. You're starting from scratch, correct?
Absolutely. So not only do you have on your mind the fear of it happening again and dealing with the PTSD of that event, but also having some type of faith to keep moving forward with the mindset of a growth mindset. I want to, and I'm willing myself to get better, instead of a fixed mindset where I'm just going to let this the way it is and not fight for it. I was a fighter, and I was not going to go down without a fight. So I definitely wanted to get to the best percentage of recovery that I could possibly get to. That I had no idea what was in store for me.
That is amazing. So you go to, you come back, you find strength and support. You have people that support you, I guess. It's a new normal for you. That's your next session. So we got just a couple of minutes left here. Give us the next section here. I mean, you didn't know what was in store for you. There had to be days of crying, smiling. How many days, how long did it take for you to start to feel like, hey, I'm you had the strength to say you're going to do it, but when you start doing it, you start taking these little wins, I'm thinking this has got to motivate you to keep going.
Lots of crying, lots of uncertainty, which is all part of the grief aspect of loss of control. What you think you once had control over no longer exists. So it's not only the physical and the emotional component, but it's the mental component to work on. And it's incredible. Not everybody has the entire ingredients in the recipe to get there. And that's why I take it upon myself to be an example and show other survivors and caregivers, if you put your mind toward it, whatever the outcome is going to be, because we all don't have a crystal ball on each other, but you will continue to make progress. That's the beauty in stroke, is that you will make progress as long as you keep putting one foot in front of the other versus just throwing your hands up. But it's a very, very emotional roller coaster ride. You'll have days where you'll feel like everything's great, and then you'll hit these walls of feeling like you've plateaued. And it's when you get stuck in those plateaus, what tools or what devices are you using to get back the energy to again put another foot forward in
amazing
rearranging a routine.
Amazing woman. This has got to be the most amazing book. The book is called Healing in Heels, A Stroke Survivor's Journey to High Heels. Where do we get the book? I'm getting one today. Where do you get it?
It's on Amazon. So just link on to Amazon, and it's right there.
Healing in Heels, A Stroke Survivor's Journey to High Heels. The search Healing in Heels book. Dana Rivera, author, Danariverah. Dana, are you back in high heels now?
Absolutely.
I love you.
Very proud.
I absolutely love you. There's no doubt in my mind after this, but I got to read the book. We'll have you back again soon. Dana Rivera, stroke survivor, author. The book is Healing in Heels, A Stroke Survivor's Journey to High Heels. Dana, thank you so much for sharing with us. We continue on What's Cooking Today.